Hello, this is Josh Coltrane, Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent in the Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Report. The Kansas Farm Management Association recently released their Kansas Farm Income Summary for 2016. While this document is packed with tons of information, some of the most interesting are the crop production enterprise budgets on a statewide and area basis. These show crop by crop the profit or lack thereof of all the crops planted in Kansas. This week we will hear from Kevin Herbel, Kansas Farm Management Association Executive Director, as he talks about the four major Kansas crop enterprise budgets. Kevin begins by discussing that one crop definitely stands out compared to the other three.
Soybeans, certainly full season and double crop soybeans would be the two highest return crop enterprises for 2016. Double crop soybeans net return to management was a positive $102 over total cost. The full season beans was right at about $67 net return to management. Actually, as we look kind of across the net return of our primary grain crops, those two crop enterprises were the two that did show a positive net return over total costs.
For reference sake, the Southeast Kansas soybeans had even better returns to management. Kevin continues covering the other three major crop budgets.
Corn and grain sorghum and wheat, each of them did have a negative net return relative to total costs. On the corn and grain sorghum, we did see a positive return over variable costs or over the direct costs. Corn was a $62 loss on its net return to management, and then a net $58 loss net return to management on the grain sorghum. With wheat, for the average farm in our enterprise analysis, it was essentially right at a break even. And this is on 211 farms where we had the complete enterprise analysis information on wheats, and we're showing there a 29 cent per acre net return over variable cost, and then showing a net return to management of a minus $75 per acre on the wheat.
Once again, the Southeast budgets differ from the statewide, especially in wheat. The SEK wheat had a quite positive return over variable cost. The return to management was still negative. Corn, however, was quite similar to the statewide numbers. Kevin wraps up his discussion by stressing the importance of input decisions in our major crops.
Not just say our goal needs to be reduced costs at all costs. Our goal needs to be having our inputs at the level that's the most appropriate level for the resources that we're producing on. And so that appropriate level of cost on one farm, and maybe even on one field versus another on a given farm operation, can be varied based on what's most appropriate to produce using that resource that's being used in production there.
That was Kansas Farm Management Association Executive Director Kevin Herbel discussing the 2016 enterprise budgets. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at the office at 620-724-8233 or email me at jcoltrane@ksu.edu. And don't forget to check out the district website at www.wildcatdistrict.ksu.edu. For the Wildcat Extension District, this has been Josh Coltrane with your K-State Research and Extension Report.